Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll continue with your calls here on the baseball and whatever else it is that's on your mind. And we did start the show a couple hours ago talking about that baseball and the fact that even with the win last night, a frustrating win for the Mets, still very frustrating all year long watching not only the Mets, but the Yankees as well. Even with a win with the Yanks last night, the game that they're up 10-1 in against the crappy Minnesota Twins ends up somehow 10-9. So they have been frustrating, if not flat out infuriating, to watch the majority of the regular season. The good news is that the regular season is almost over and that for the Yankees, at least, they will be in the playoffs. And for the Mets, assuming that they can finish the job and get to the playoffs, it doesn't really matter what has happened in the regular season. Like, I myself have had my fill of the regular, I'm done with it. I'm done with the roller coaster ride. I'm done ripping these two teams. I'm done investing my time and getting aggravated within these two teams. Just get to the postseason and then we'll go from there. And obviously last night, an encouraging step for the Mets, but who's to say that it couldn't change tonight in a negative way? When you get a real team like the Diamondbacks now on the hunt or in the hunt and on your tails, not the Giants, who are not very good, not the Reds, who are not very good. I think Arizona's a better club than both those teams and they're hot. Yeah, now the Mets have put themselves in a bad position that no matter what they do in the regular season, I just can't trust them. However, and neither really the Yankees, no matter what they do the rest of the way, it's hard to trust them based off of what they've done in the regular season. However, the goal still remains attainable, and that goal is winning a World Series, and there are reasons that you can make or believe in, legitimate cases you can make for each of these teams to go out there and still achieve that ultimate goal in winning the World Series. Doesn't seem likely, may not be the odds-on favorite, but it is still possible for both these teams. And just get us there. Get us to October. Now, the news that we need to start with here, the update of Justin Fields, and that is just, obviously we didn't have this at 10 o'clock, just came down about 10 minutes ago. So Aaron Glenn has officially ruled Justin Fields out for week three, which maybe I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, maybe I'm naive. We talked about this yesterday with BT. Hoff, you brought this up with the bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. With Justin Fields playing week four, I was like, I still think he's going to play this week. But these concussions, man, are no joke. And it's not the old days. And to go through concussion protocol and all that, he's got to be cleared. And Glenn said he's going to have to practice by Friday. It's already Wednesday, and they ruled him out, which is a problem. Now, forget about not even just having him for week three, which we could get into. It's a bigger picture issue with Justin Fields. It's a debate that we've had just in conversation, like to have a different type of sports talk conversation. Hey, is Justin Fields going to, you know, how many games is he going to start? Or who's going to start first, Jackson Dart or Tyrod Taylor? Like, we've had those conversations. Or is Justin Fields going to throw for, I don't know, 3,000 yards, whatever the number is? A part of why you would maybe doubt that Fields would is because of his style of play. And he plays a physical game, running the football primarily. You know, obviously, concussion can happen at any point to anybody, but the fact that Fields already in week three is out due to a concussion is a problem for the Jets. Now, you could also make an argument that, and it's also not a shock, that a quarterback that plays that style is going to miss some time throughout the course of the year. You could also make the case that Tyrod Taylor might, in fact, be I hate to say better than Justin Fields, but he is a more proven NFL starter than Justin Fields is. Fields got the excitement and the potential, and obviously Tyrod Taylor is older. Tyrod Taylor took a team to the postseason with the Buffalo Bills years ago. Tyrod Taylor has been a respected quarterback in this league for a very long time. Tyrod Taylor, we've seen him in New York have success with the Giants. You know, limited success, of course, with that offense. Name a quarterback who has had great success outside of one game from Russell Wilson, certainly in the last several years. So Tyrod Taylor has proven himself to be a solid quarterback in this league, and maybe the Jets could actually benefit from this in some ways as far as his ability to throw the football versus Justin Fields' ability to throw the football. I'm not saying that you want this to happen, and I don't think it's the best case scenario for the Jets, but it's also maybe not as bad as it may seem in the initial, oh, crap, no Justin Fields. How are they going to go out there and compete? As a matter of fact, I'd like to see if the line even changed for this game. I'm going to look it up real quick. Hoff, if you could see, maybe before I can, the line on this game. What is Sunday, the 21st? 6.5. I think that's what it was. Was it 5.5? Did it move maybe a point? I forget what it was yesterday. We'll get Costos on at some point. Friday, I guess, we'll have Costos on. He can see about the movement of that line once the quarterback injury happens. But think about this even bigger picture in the NFL, which is even more crappy. So it's not just Justin Fields. You go around the league and you got backups playing all over the place already in week three. Remember, the part about the preseason being shortened was to keep teams healthy, keep guys fresh. You got a game with the Vikings and Bengals that is going to feature two backup quarterbacks. So this is not just a Jets thing. It is a problem throughout the course of the league. You get a, you know, Brock Purdy's banged up as well. So the Niners playing with a backup quarterback, they were last week. That's going to happen again. You've got a bunch of teams in the NFL already as we enter only week three that you're seeing quite a bit of backup quarterbacks around the league. And that can't be good for anybody. But as it pertains to the Jets, it's frustrating because you want to see Justin Fields. He was terrific in week one, literally playing at an MVP clip. Like we said, if he continued that, he would have been in the conversation for MVP. And then week two reverted back to more what we expected, or at least what I expected Justin Fields to be. It would have been fun to watch him here in week three, but that is not going to be the case. It's going to be Tyrod Taylor getting the start against the Bucs. And you can't help but think, I mean, I'm going to try to be positive and say maybe it could benefit them in the passing game. But you can't help but think that here we go again, where we're staring 0-3 for both the Jets and the Giants square in the face. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll have Kyle Brandt, who obviously knows NFL more than anybody. We'll have him in studio coming up at 1 o'clock. Look forward to talking some Jets and Giants and go around the league with him. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And before you even call, oh, the Jets are cursed, like this is not that level of injury. And it's also, I mean, I guess that's kind of my point. With the quarterback that plays the way Justin Fields does, this is kind of expected at some point. You just hope that it's not that serious to where it keeps him out multiple weeks. But the fact you're already without your starter in week three, you know, after a very encouraging, promising moral victory in week one, things are now going back to where it seems reverting to the norm with the Jets, getting their clocks cleaned on Sunday against the Bills, Fields looking awful, penalties galore, defense not doing anything. And now ahead of their week three matchup against the Bucs, not having their starting quarterback. Sticking with the football, Todd is calling from New Providence. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, so I was just saying, like, listen, I'm a realistic Giants fan, and they're not making the playoffs this year. I personally think Russell Wilson playing the way he did the other day and showing that he could play, it's going to be very beneficial for the Giants because – you know, you look at teams, like you said, all these teams with the backup quarterbacks, the Bengals, the, you know, the Niners, there's going to be a lot bigger trade market for a guy on a one-year contract than for him, than Russell, than Jameis Winston. So I personally am trying to be as positive as I can, saying, you know what, if they give up on him and they just turn the tables to Dart because they think they're out of it, you can probably get more for Russell Wilson to plan for the future as opposed to, you know, trying to trade Jameis Winston if that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, maybe. And I don't know if they're going to do that, Todd, and thank you for the call. I like the fact that the Giants are sticking to their plan. Now, it could change quickly. Their plan could change. Maybe they had an idea of, okay, well, this is when we'll go to Dart. Maybe they never had an idea of when they're going to go to Dart. Just let things play out. Maybe that was their plan. But clearly it was about Russell Wilson starting, letting Jackson Dart sit and learn behind a veteran quarterback while trying to win some games now. Already 0-2 in what were deemed by many as two winnable games. Now they stare a schedule that has the Chiefs, who are 0-2 themselves, coming in and desperate for a win. The Chargers, who are undefeated and looking like they are going to be a team to be reckoned with in the AFC. Then you got the Eagles, 2 out of 3. The Broncos, who were a playoff team last year and expect to be there again this year. Like, I just don't see the wins coming for the Giants, and I can't worry about what they're going to get in a potential trade for Russell Wilson, although you would think that maybe somebody would take a flyer on him, especially with all the injuries as you look around the league. I mean, but you don't know how significant. Like, McCarthy's not going to – he's supposed to be back in a few weeks. You know, Burrow, obviously a significant injury there, but are they really going to go to Russell Wilson? Like, would they want to do that? The trade market in the NFL is weird. I'm not so sure. We even saw when Barkley was being dangled there, you know, a couple of years ago. Like, you're not going to get back proper value for what you would think for the player. So you might as well just keep Russell Wilson and have him. I mean, you've heard the announcers talk about it. Have him just be there at the very least as a teacher for Jackson Dart. I think that's important, to have him learn from somebody who's had success at the highest levels, winning a Super Bowl. So I think there's value in having Russell Wilson, even if he's not the starter. Matt is calling from Austining. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, Matt. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, listen, I just, you know, I had a call because she said Justin Field and MVP in the same sentence. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with that.
Yeah, but you didn't listen. You didn't listen to what I said.
No, I did.
Well, then what did I say?
You said potential MVP.
No, I didn't. I said he played like an MVP in week one, and if he played like that the rest of the year, he would potentially be an MVP candidate. That's a big difference. I don't think Justin Fields could throw the football. So I would never have. What I'm saying is, week one to me was the aberration. He played like an MVP. Go back and watch the game.
If he played like an MVP, they would have won.
Matt, did you watch the Jets game against the Steelers?
I absolutely did.
Okay, and are you a Jets fan?
I am.
Okay, so you took issue with Justin Fields' performance in week one?
I'm not saying I took issue with his performance.
Oh, you said that if he played like an MVP, they would have won the game. You think it's his fault they lost that game?
No, it was not his fault that they lost the game. But, again, MVPs overcome the rest of the team's deficiencies and put them in a position to win games,
Matt,
right?
Matt, you're taking it way too literally. You're hanging on the MVP way too literally. Look, you probably believe in Justin Fields more than I do, and thank you for the call. All I'm saying is that's how great Justin Fields was. Who was the MVP in week one, period? Outside of the Sunday night game, which featured legitimate MVPs in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, which was the most exciting game? It was the Jets in the 1 o'clock window and the Steelers. And Justin Fields played like an MVP in that game. He played terrific in that game. And your argument shouldn't be, well, if he played like an MVP, they would have won. That's not true. Lamar Jackson played like an MVP and his team lost as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It wasn't his fault. Not Justin Fields' fault why the Jets lost that game. Defense couldn't get a big stop. The fumble by Gibson changed the entire outlook of the game. You know, 63-yard field goal. Like, there's a lot of reasons why the Jets didn't win that game. Justin Fields was the last of which. Now, you wanted to hang on the MVP thing, like, first of all, I don't even care about MVP awards. All I'm telling you is that's how great he played. It wasn't just, well, Fields played well in that game. He played a great game in week one. Great game. To the shock of many people. To the point where a lot of people were calling and saying or tweeting and saying, well, any rough day for those people who think that Justin Fields can't throw. And I'm one of those people who thinks that Justin Fields can't throw. And I know I'm not alone. And then I counter and say after week two, well, how about now? So you're getting hung up on the wrong words. I'm just trying to accentuate how well Justin Fields played in week one. That's all. And now, unfortunately, in week three, the Jets are going to be without their starter. It's a problem that happens far too often. And it's becoming an issue for the league as well. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to see backup quarterbacks play consistently, especially due to injury. Like, we're not talking about the Giants situation, where it's not even about poor performance from the starter. It's just that everybody wants to see the future now. That's the clamoring for Jackson Dart. It's not about, like, the announcers got it wrong. Joe Davis just, and I don't blame him. He's got other stuff to do. He's doing other jobs, but he doesn't know what's going on with the Giants or New York. Anybody who thinks that Giant fans or people in New York want to see Jackson Dart because Russell Wilson isn't good doesn't know what they're talking about. Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with we're excited about the future and would rather see that sooner than later. That's the majority of people who want to see Jackson Dart. I myself want to stick to the plan of having him develop under the veteran leadership of Russell Wilson. But it has nothing to do with Russell's poor performance in week one. If you watch the game in week one with the Giants, you knew that that wasn't Russell Wilson's fault. He had no time to throw. And then you saw what Russell Wilson could do. You've seen two extremes. But he wasn't bad in week one. The team was bad. The offense was bad. He had no time to throw. But even regardless whether he was good or bad, it doesn't matter. Fans want to see Jackson Dart because they want to see Jackson Dart. But seeing the backup quarterbacks around the league because of injury, that's not good for anybody. Let's go to Josh in Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, Sal? You know, I can't believe we're in a place where the New York Giants have literally become the Cleveland Browns over the last 10 years. There's only two consistents with this team. It's the owner and the GM and the coaching. The owner's not going anywhere. You can make a case he's actually the most caring owner in New York, honestly. I think he's a great guy. But with the I called you up at 8 months ago. I said, if you're going to commit to Brian Daboll, give him 2 years. You can't do this game of 1 year. But despite all that, the Giants have a lot of pieces. I don't think it's the worst thing if they completely tank out this year and they have a top five pick. You move on from the GM and the coach. They keep Dart. They don't keep Dart. It doesn't matter. There actually is what to work with here. But Brian Daboll, he's playing scared. He hasn't coached a good game since they beat the Vikings in the playoffs, in my opinion. Yeah, occasional game here or there. If we didn't shoot ourselves in the leg last day, 160-yard penalties, we would have won the game. We would have won the game. We were going to beat Dallas. I was so excited. I was planning to call you up the next day. I was really excited to call you the next day, and that didn't happen. It's all coaching at this point. Move on from the coach. It happens all the time. Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, and they might, Josh. And here's where I would counter, and thank you for the call. And I don't remember your exact call months ago, but I am in alignment with your thinking in that once they made the decision to stick with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, to me, and BT was in agreement with this as well, that means beyond this 1 year. Because you drafted your future quarterback, Shane and Daboll did. They drafted the guy that they believe could be the future. We need to see that with this group. And so far, we haven't been able to see it through 2 weeks. Maybe we're going to get to a point sooner than later that we will see it, and then you can make an evaluation. However, if it's not good, let's say that Dart doesn't look great, the Giants continue to lose, then there's a problem because you have to you would think, fire Shane and Dable. Whether they will or not, who knows? Most people are going to be calling for that. If they're calling for it already, we know that that's going to be the case. And then what? Now you have a new regime coming in. Yeah, well, the high draft pick and some talent that's here. But now you're seeing the GM and head coach take over other people's talent and other people's opinions on who could be a franchise quarterback in Jackson Dart. And then it's going to be a marriage that you're going to have, in all likelihood, a new regime coaching a quarterback that they didn't select, which is exactly what got this regime into trouble in the first place. Now, maybe they could have a clean slate and move on from Dart too. Like, there are so many possible scenarios. It's only week two, and we're nowhere near that worst case scenario yet. But you can see the arrow pointed in that direction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.